Republican State Representative Scott Souter says there ought to be more citizen oversight of Wisconsin's multi-million dollar tribal casino industry. His proposed bill would require an up or down vote from both houses of the legislature on each of the gaming compacts with the state's 11 tribes. He says other states with tribal gaming have similar laws.
In some of those states, it's only the Senate that gets to ratify, much like the U.S. Senate ratifying treaties. We would like, and I would like, the full legislature to take a vote on this, because I think our constituents deserve a vote, and we'd also like to hold public hearings.
Souter says the hearings are needed to allow for public input on casino regulations and on how the state should spend the gaming fees the tribes agree to pay. But Department of Administration Secretary Mark Marotta says requiring hearings and a legislative vote on the compacts would make negotiations with the tribes more difficult.
It just is unworkable to have, you know, this whole group of people involved in negotiating every single detail. But, I mean, I think that we'll certainly be giving key legislators a status report on the on how we're progressing.
Tom Krajewski is a spokesperson for the Forest County Potawatomi Tribe. He says in states where the legislature votes on tribal gaming compacts, negotiations often drag on for years.
The tribal government leaders want to work to put people to work and build and strengthen Wisconsin's tourism industry, and the sooner the compacts can be negotiated, the sooner the tribes can put more people to work.
The first of the 11 gaming compacts in the state comes up for renewal beginning in August. Tribal leaders say they'll push for longer compact terms of up to 20 years. Governor James Doyle has said in return he wants tribes to pay a larger portion of gaming revenues to the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.